Welcome to Going the Extra Mile, a podcast brought to you by New Leaf Training and Development. Each edition is sure to lift your spirit and encourage you in today's working world. Enjoy.
Five types of co-workers. A little while back, my wife and I went to watch the movie Christopher Robin, based on A.A. Milne's book, Winnie the Pooh. It's a beautifully Winton tale about a little boy and his fictional animal friends in an imaginary place called 100 Acre. Five of Christopher's friends are Winnie the Pooh, Eeyore, Tigger, Owl, and Piglet. I must say it was very refreshing to watch a movie without profanity and blasphemy, to be entertained without the need to watch stuff being blown up or have people shooting each other. Winnie the Pooh is the closest friend of little Christopher. One of the greatest attributes of Winnie is also his greatest downfall. He's completely in the present. In fact, he declares, quote, "Today is my favorite day," end quote. He likes to do nothing as, quote, "Nothing always leads to something," end quote. There's a beautiful scene towards the end of the movie when Christopher thinks he's lost Winnie, only to remember he's likely to be sitting on a tree log in a place Winnie called, quote, "somewhere close by nowhere," end quote. Winnie's view on life made me think of an article I'd read this past weekend about a study that had been done on mindfulness and meditation in the workplace. The study found that although people who practiced these techniques were more likely to be, quote, "in the present," end quote, they were less likely to think about future tasks and to plan ahead. Within the workplace, we need people to be focused on the present, not constantly looking back over their shoulders at the past, but we also need employees, especially leaders, to be visionaries, thinking and planning ahead. We consulted with a company once who were really big into workplace meditation and yoga classes during the workday. Problem was, nothing ever seemed to get done. Last I heard, they were purchased by another company somewhere and therefore no longer exist anywhere. Now, we've all worked with Eeyore, I'm sure. Worse still, others may see us in the workplace as an Eeyore. If you're not familiar with the story, Eeyore is a miserable and downbeat donkey that lacks energy and looks at life through a negative lens. This person in the workplace can be very draining and needy. Now, Tigger is just a ball of energy. Now, within the workplace, we need enthusiastic individuals, but within reason. Tigger bounces when he speaks and wears others out with his boundless energy, but doesn't seem to actually achieve much. Do you know any work colleagues or bosses like this? Lots of words and little action. Now, Mr. Owl is an interesting character. He doesn't say much, but when he does, it's bordering on the profound, but not quite. This is, in my opinion, emblematic of the seemingly wise person who will quote authors out of context, refer to a book but can't recall who wrote it, or will recite a wise proverb which doesn't sound quite correct. Mr. or Mrs. Owls in the workplace mean well, but their theoretical sojourns can lack pragmatism. Their ideas are rather like Winnie the Pooh's red balloon, but with no string attached to pull down to earth and actually apply. And then finally, Piglet. Well, Piglet is a warrior. Whereas Pooh seems to be perpetually in the present, Piglet is fearful of the future, about what may or may not happen. Whereas we need people to be cautious in the workplace, especially when it comes to health and safety and compliance-related matters, we can't all be Piglets, else we'd get very little done. So, in summary, a simple movie, but with profound workplace application. The heartbeat of the story is that as Christopher Robin grows up, he no longer goes back to 100 Acre Wood. Likewise, as we mature as employees and grow in our career, we need to ensure that we're not too much like Winnie the Pooh, always in the present, or Eeyore, too much in the past, or too much like Piglet, worrying about the future. We also need to bridle our energy to keep it focused so that we're not an overbearing Tigger. And when we do offer our nuggets of wisdom, make sure our suggestions are practical.
I hope you found that short story useful, and if you did, feel free to rate, review, and share this podcast. We'll be back next week with another episode, and we also invite you to check out our other weekly podcast, Take 5, an inspiring interview with a leader worth listening to. Bye for now.